You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Hunt Hill Nature Center of Sirona is encouraging area residents to participate in their frog call count next week. According to organization officials, the frog call count will take place on Friday, April 25th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Attendees will be taught how to identify different types of frogs and will then visit a nearby pond to count them. The program will be free for interested residents. Registration ahead of the event is encouraged but not required, as the program will be limited to a total of 20 people. Residents can register online or by phone. Two people were arrested in Duluth over the weekend after a fight involving a firearm. According to the Duluth Police Department, the altercation occurred near Ascentia's Green Ramp at around 7:30 on Friday night. Details on how the fight started have not been shared, but authorities say three people were involved before one of the men pulled out a handgun. Another man allegedly took the gun and threw it into a construction area where it was found by authorities. The two men who were arrested are facing charges of fleeing and carrying a gun without a permit. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and advocacy groups are calling on state lawmakers to approve $68 million in funding for crime victim services over the next 2 years. The call for funding was announced at a press conference on Thursday as the state loses federal funding through the Victims of Crime Act. The Wisconsin Department of Justice distributed about $44 million to local victim service providers each year for the past 5 years, but funding cuts in October slashed that amount to just $13 million annually. A new psychiatry, therapy, and counseling provider officially opened its doors in Rice Lake last week. The Rice Lake Chamber of Commerce held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for Brada Clinic on Wednesday at their new downtown location. The move comes as Northwest Wisconsin residents continue to struggle with inadequate access to health care, especially mental health care, following the HSHS and Prevea closures last year. The clinic will be open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and is now accepting patients by appointment only. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning of elevated fire danger through Wednesday after seeing 63 wildfires over the weekend. According to a press release, the wildfires burned about 135 acres and the DNR has suspended burn permits in 24 counties. Officials cited dry weather and high winds this week as contributing to the significant risk of wildfires across the state. They're also warning residents to make sure their fires are fully extinguished, as the high winds could cause burnt logs or stumps to reignite. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects and outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under the legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans to each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has introduced a joint resolution calling for the United States to withdraw from the World Trade Organization. Congressman Tiffany accused the agency of overlooking unfair trade practices and human rights abuses by China and called it a deeply flawed globalist institution. He also noted Congress is only permitted to consider a resolution to withdraw from the agency every 5 years. The resolution comes after the Trump administration worked to suspend payments to the World Trade Organization earlier this year. 31 employees at the BNSF Alois Tekane facility in Superior were laid off over the weekend. According to the Transportation Communication Union, 31 union employees were laid off effective on Saturday. In a statement, company officials said the workforce decisions were necessary to respond to a complex and ever-changing freight environment to ensure the long-term success of the company. The exact reasoning behind the layoffs was not shared, but union spokespeople cited the temporary closure of two Iron Range mines as the likely cause. Wisconsin's 2025 spring turkey season is set to get underway on Wednesday. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the turkey hunting season will officially open on Wednesday and run through May 27th. To participate, hunters must bring their spring turkey license, wild turkey stamp, and a valid harvest authorization while hunting. A full list of hunting regulations and hunting areas are available on the DNR website. Hunters must also remember to register their turkeys by 5 p.m. the day after they harvest it. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced over $108 million in quarterly payments for road improvement projects across the state. According to a press release, the state will distribute a total of over $540 million to local governments for road improvement projects this year. The payments are meant to cover general transportation aids for local building and maintenance projects and connecting highway aids to reimburse local governments for state highway projects. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if he slept in a tent or mud wrestled, but political rock star Bernie Sanders did make an appearance at Coachella over the weekend. The senator from Vermont took the stage to a huge response from the crowd before introducing Claro and complimenting her on her activism. Sanders then performed an 18-minute guitar solo before smashing the instrument and kicking over the drums before exiting the stage and telling the crowd to off. Amy Lou Wood is lashing out at Saturday Night Live for going too far by making fun of her teeth. The White Lotus actress was no stranger to attention she received regarding her choppers, but said she was disappointed and called the teasing unfunny and mean. SNL cast member Sarah Sherman wore even bigger, exaggerated teeth. The sketch is available on YouTube if you want to judge for yourself. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continue to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row. According to Variety, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seemed so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 50s, and it will be a bit breezy with wind out of the northwest 10 to 20 gusting to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, our low dropping into the upper 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.